Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, Black Lion acquires a Miami Beach building with plans for an ultra-luxury office transformation, and the Chicago industrial market outpaces the rest of the Midwest. Plus, a developer plans commercial, multifamily, and single-family projects at a Shakopee gravel pit site. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a major real estate transaction that has just taken place in Miami Beach. Black Lion, a prominent development company led by Robert Rivani, has acquired The Lincoln, a mixed-use property at 1691 Michigan Avenue, for $62.5 million. This marks the largest office sale in Miami since 2016. What's particularly noteworthy is the significant discount Black Lion secured in this purchase. Michael, can you provide some more context around this?
Absolutely, David. The prior owner, Clarion Partners, had purchased this same property back in 2016 for nearly $110 million. So Black Lion's purchase price of $62.5 million represents a 43% discount compared to that previous sale. This aligns with recent trends we've been seeing in the commercial real estate market, where buyers are able to acquire assets at reduced prices. The transaction was brokered by Christian Lee and Sean Kelly of CBRE on behalf of Clarion, while Jeremy Hakala, Clay Sidner, and Brandon Shores of Newmark represented Black Lion.
The Lincoln currently has an impressive tenant roster, including big names like Apple, West Elm, Williams-Sonoma, Morgan Stanley, and Coldwell Banker. It offers a substantial amount of office and retail space, but it seems Black Lion has ambitious plans for the property. What can you tell us about their vision?
Robert Rivani, the head of Black Lion, is planning a complete transformation of the Lincoln. He wants to create what he calls a Class X office experience, an ultra-luxury workspace designed by the renowned Rockwell Group and Escala Forma Studio. Rivani sees an opportunity to cultivate an office environment that isn't just functional, but genuinely desirable. He believes that while luxury residential and hospitality projects have pushed boundaries to attract discerning clientele, office spaces have remained conventional and failed to meet modern expectations. With companies struggling to entice employees back to the workplace post-pandemic, Rivani aims to create a space that people will truly want to be a part of.
That's a fascinating concept. What kind of amenities are being planned to achieve this Class X office experience?
The plans are quite extensive and unique for an office property. When completed, the Lincoln is expected to feature a spa, concierge service, salon, meditation room, fitness center, cafe, and even a Japanese-style restaurant and speakeasy bar. This blend of functionality and high-end amenities is aimed at creating an office environment that's not only efficient for work, but also a desirable destination in its own right. Black Lion will also be relocating its own Miami headquarters into 5,000 square feet of the property. The entire project is slated for completion by mid-2025.
It will be very interesting to see how this ultra-luxury office concept is received by the market and if it sets a new standard for high-end workspaces. The significant discount on the purchase price may give Black Lion some extra room to invest in these ambitious plans. Thank you for the insights, Michael. Shifting gears to the industrial sector, Chicago's industrial real estate market is off to a strong start in 2023, outpacing other Midwestern markets in key metrics. The Windy City recorded the largest industrial property sales volume in the region and had the second highest nationwide in the first 2 months of the year. For more, we turn to our correspondent at Simply CRE. What factors are driving Chicago's industrial real estate boom?
Chicago's central location and robust transportation infrastructure, including rail and airports, have made it an ideal hub for freight consolidation, distribution, and cross-docking services. This has fueled demand for industrial space in the metro area. According to Commercial Edge data, Chicago saw $435.2 million in industrial property sales in January and February of this year. That's a huge jump from the $111.2 million in sales recorded in the same period last year.
Those sales numbers are certainly impressive. How does Chicago compare to other major markets in terms of industrial property prices?
While Chicago is leading the Midwest in sales volume, its average price per square foot of $97 in February still lagged behind other major industrial markets. Los Angeles had the highest at $320 per square foot, followed by the Bay Area at $274, Seattle at $256, and New Jersey at $249. But Chicago's lower prices, coupled with its logistical advantages, may be attracting investors and tenants.
What other data points suggest a robust industrial market in Chicago?
In addition to the high sales volume, Chicago also has the largest pipeline of industrial projects under construction in the Midwest, with approximately 11.4 million square feet of space in the works. One notable recent deal was VK Industrial Vies LP's $50.2 million acquisition of a two-building, 785,181-square-foot industrial portfolio in suburban St. Charles, Illinois, in January. VK Industrial is an acquisition fund managed by Venture One Real Estate and Kovitz Investment Group.
It certainly seems like investors are bullish on Chicago's industrial real estate market, and for good reason. Chicago is off to a strong start in 2023, outpacing other major markets in the Midwest region. The Windy City recorded the largest industrial property sales volume and has one of the biggest construction pipelines underway. Here with more details is our Simply CRE correspondent. What is driving Chicago's industrial real estate boom compared to other cities?
Location is a huge factor. Chicago's central position in the country and its extensive transportation infrastructure, including major rail lines and airports, make it an ideal hub for distribution, freight consolidation, and cross-docking facilities. Companies are taking advantage of this to optimize their supply chains and delivery networks across the Midwest and nationally.
The sales numbers seem to reflect that strategic advantage. What were some of the key industrial property deals and trends so far this year?
In just the first 2 months of 2023, Chicago saw $435 million in industrial real estate sales, according to the latest data from Commercial Edge. That's nearly four times the volume during the same period last year. 50 industrial properties changed hands, totaling over 6 million square feet of space, while prices averaged $97 per square foot. Lower than coastal hubs like Los Angeles and New Jersey, demand is still very healthy.
With that strong sales activity, it seems like a lot of new industrial space is also in the pipeline to meet that demand. What's the outlook in terms of construction and development?
Chicago currently has the largest amount of industrial space under construction across the Midwest, at 11.4 million square feet. Developers are banking on continued demand for modern, high-quality distribution facilities. One notable recent deal was Venture One Real Estate and Kovitz Investment Group's $50 million acquisition of a two-building, nearly 800,000-square-foot industrial portfolio in the suburb of St. Charles.
As you note, a lot of this demand is driven by companies modernizing their logistics networks and supply chains. Do you see this boom continuing, even with economic headwinds like inflation and interest rates?
Most market observers expect Chicago's industrial market to remain resilient. The long-term trends of e-commerce growth and supply chain optimization are still in place. The metro's transportation and geographic advantages are also hard to replicate. While the pace of sales and development may moderate, the overall trajectory still looks positive for the foreseeable future.
Thanks for that update and analysis of the key trends in Chicago's thriving industrial real estate sector. It will certainly be a market to watch in the months ahead. Speaking of developments to keep an eye on, a massive new project has been proposed for the city of Shakopee, Minnesota, that would transform a 146-acre sand and gravel pit into a mix of residential and commercial buildings. The project, put forth by Rachel Development, is slated to include over 500 apartment units, nearly 100 townhomes, more than 200 single-family homes, and 174,000 square feet of mixed-use commercial space. For more details on this ambitious proposal, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the timeline and scope of this project?
The development would take place in two main phases over the course of 6 years. The first 3 years would focus on building out the commercial elements and attached residential units. Then, the final 3 years would see the construction of the single-family home neighborhoods. In total, the project is estimated to cost around $350 million and be completed by 2030. But before any construction can begin, the site, which has long operated as a sand and gravel pit, needs to undergo extensive reclamation work. The developer has done numerous soil tests to ensure the land can be properly excavated and compacted to support the planned buildings.
It certainly sounds like a huge undertaking to redevelop a gravel pit of that size. Beyond just the new housing, what other elements are planned for within this development?
24 acres of the site will be reserved as open green space for public use. The development will also house a nearly 100,000 square foot water treatment plant that will be owned and operated by the local Public Utilities Commission. As for the commercial section, the city of Shakopee is hoping to attract a new grocery store as a key anchor tenant, in addition to other retail that can serve the new housing being built here, as well as other nearby subdivisions.
What are the next steps before this project can move forward? It seems like there are still several approvals needed from the city.
That's right. The proposal will need to clear 5 different votes between the Shakopee City Council and Planning Commission. This includes approving the environmental assessment, establishing a tax increment financing district for the area, and greenlighting the overall planned unit development. Rachel Development plans to submit its formal application by the end of June. If all goes according to plan, the developer would acquire the site later this year and spend most of the 2025 doing the necessary grading and ground preparation before construction can begin in earnest.
It will be interesting to see how this project progresses and the impact it could have on this part of Shakopee. The environmental assessment worksheet for the site was just released for public comment through May 23rd, so residents will have a chance to weigh in. Thank you for the update on this major development proposal. We will be sure to track it as it moves through the approval process. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.